Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Monday. We now can officially turn the page on the bye week as the Falcons will start getting ready for the Bills. After last night, Mike, a lot of people going, they're vulnerable. They lost to the Patriots. The Bills are coming in here vulnerable.
Yeah, you and I were talking about it on our pre-show. And catch us, man. We do this thing on Twitch and YouTube. It's approximately 11:15 weekday mornings. And we were talking about it. Uh-oh. I'd have preferred the Bills coming in feeling pretty good about themselves. And now, you know, that angry man, Sean McDermott, is going to be like, all right, we got to stop the run. We're going to double down on the run. And that's our calling card, running the football. But I'm with you, man. Through three quarters, I was really liking our chance. I still do.
I do,
because I think we got better skill position players than the Patriots.
No, I agree. And listen, we will have all week to break it down. Thursday, Mike and I will be up there talking to Coach exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then our player or two as well. We'll find out more. The reason why it's Thursday, not Wednesday, because it's Monday night. So everything gets pushed back a little bit than a normal week of a Sunday game. But we're looking forward to that, and we will talk plenty of Falcons here along the way. This weekend, though, was about college football, and specifically what Georgia was able to do and what other teams weren't able to do. Georgia took advantage of beating Kentucky, which we thought they would. Ironically, they covered. For those who keep up with our pick segment, I've been lagging in the rear. I had picked Georgia this week to cover. Mike was telling me not to do it. 35-14, they did. But, Mike, the story really wasn't that, right? Did you feel like this game should have been bigger, like the margin of victory should have been bigger? Did you feel like the Dogs really played well enough, or did they just kind of play well enough to win?
A bit of both. You know, I think there's some things that, you know, you're not going to whip out some of your secret sauce, I think, you know, because you still got a big, you know, bulk of your schedule, including a game with Auburn, which is always going to be tough in a rivalry game in the SEC. But, you know, come right out on your first drive and score a touchdown, you know, get a five and out and then a touchdown and to go with 14-0. I think that's pretty cool. Like, you know, Kentucky was going to score at some point. I wish, you know, you didn't have the pick on their third possession. But I still think that Georgia, at least the opposite of what we've seen against Tennessee and against Alabama, it wasn't like a grind. Now, it's 14-7. Maybe you're feeling a little a certain way, but I thought scoring the first two touchdowns, setting the tone, and you always felt like Georgia was in control.
Yeah, they came out with what I thought they would, and that's starting fast. And Kirby even talked about it because that's been the key. They didn't do that the previous two games. You come out, you start fast, it gives yourself some leeway and some room to kind of breathe a little bit. Kirby talked about it after the game.
Yeah, I was excited about our guys getting a fast start today. I think that was the goal, to go every game. But to start early and start fast, I thought we had good energy on offense. I thought they had a good plan in terms of how to execute. Every time we play them, it's really physical. It was physical again. It's always going to be physical. I thought some players had some good individual performances. We still have a long way to go to improve, to get where we want to go. We are not as efficient and together as we need to be, but we are physical and we are resilient, and we do have guys that believe in physicality, which is going to keep you in every game.
I mean, the punt, they force a punt, I should say, after the interceptions. Gunnar Stockton throws a pick, no harm, no foul. They get a three and out from the Wildcats, get the ball back. And then I didn't like Bobo's play calling right there. Because I get it. You know, we always say run the damn ball. I thought they maybe threw it a little too much, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Hey, you still won going away, and you covered the 19, win by 21.
All right. So with all of that said, and the new rankings, you know, look, Georgia is still going to be in the top 15. That's fine. They've got plenty of other big games. Mike mentioned Auburn, which we'll spend a lot of time on this week. Speaking of physical, it's never easy to go there and play. And This is going to be a big game for them to kind of revitalize their season and hopefully get back in the mix in the SEC. But, Mike, there is something that I think Dawg fans may be regretting. There is something I think the Dawgs coaching staff may be regretting, and that is letting Carson Beck go. Carson Beck, guys, is playing as well as anybody right now in college football. And when I say this, this is not a knock on the guy that's starting at Georgia right now. It's just facts. Carson Beck this season has been more impactful and carried his team to bigger wins. It's why Miami is the best team in the country, in my opinion. I think they're better than Ohio State. We'll find out if they continue this route. I don't think anybody in the ACC gives them a better challenge than maybe what they had on Saturday night. And for Carson Beck and all the crap we gave him last year, understand, he had the most drops of anybody in the SEC. Georgia's wide receivers were bad last year. And even when he hit guys in the hands, it didn't matter. It still went down as a drop for Carson Beck. Now, Mike, I don't know if the kid wasn't healthy the whole season, but this is a different dude, and this is the guy that Georgia thought they were getting last year. But they didn't. And so when the season came to an end, Mike, they said, well, you might want to think about going somewhere else. I'm just telling you right now, the Dawgs' offense is not dynamic enough for me to project them down the road to say they are going to be a real contender this season.
Look, it's difficult when you're talking about a guy like Kirby who's built this elite program, but it's something we talked about before, during, and after the national championships. It was the quarterback play. And look, with Stetson Bennett, that's one for the ages, and it's one of the great stories in college football of all time. But the elite quarterback, and maybe, you know, why things went the way they went with Fields. That's, I know, that's some guys, why are you bringing that? Why are you bringing up old stuff, ancient history? But still, you know, how things played out with the quarterback position with Carson Beck, to Carl's point. And look, Georgia fans, don't get it twisted. You guys wanted him gone. You guys are calling us every day. We were having fun with it. We were joking around about it. You know, nobody liked him. Nobody liked the Lamborghini rubbed people the wrong way. You know, you like Gunnar Stockton because he drives his old truck. You know, you didn't like him with one of the Cavender twins down there in Miami. You know, he had all this stuff. But now in hindsight, to Carl's point, yeah. You know, what was the evaluation? What was the evaluation between Kirby Smart, Mike Bobo, that staff, on what they did with the quarterback if he goes down there and continues to play at this high level? I told Carl today on the pre-show, I didn't get to see Miami last year because Florida State season was over, so I didn't go to Hard Rock. First time I've seen the Hurricanes in three seasons. Cristobal's always recruited well, Carl. It's just his in-game management is for the birds. Maybe he's got a team that's so good he can't screw it up. Because Carson Beck is dealing. They're fast. I mean, I'll quote Dan Quinn. They're fast and physical.
They are.
They're big. FSU couldn't lay a hand on Carson Beck. I mean, the Alabama game looks like such an outlier now for Florida State. And Castellanos was noodle arm and stuff, and Miami was creating pressure. But this is a really good Hurricanes team. I'm with you. I was very impressed. And Carson Beck looks great.
If they go on to potentially win the national championship, is the regret that you let the better quarterback go with a team that he could have probably helped more right now than Gunnar Stockton is? 404-726-0929. Even if they don't win it, he's playing better. Even if they don't win it, he's been more dynamic. Even if they don't win it, he's showing you that he can make the NFL-level throws. Guys, Gunnar's had one of those. One of those. And that was at Tennessee. Great throw. Can never take it away from him. It was an incredible catch. Carson Beck's doing that every week.
Now, is Gunnar Stockton going to improve with, you know, we talked about, you know, getting the ball out in a timely fashion against zone defenses. That was one of the things that we talked about last week with Mike Griffith and with Connor Riley. The evolution, because Mike Griffith says, hey, stop praising Munkin. Munkin had better athletes on both sides of the ball than what Bobo's dealing with now. But, you know, we also felt that, you know, and you brought it up, Carson Beck, you know, he had a bad first half against Alabama, that's for sure. Texas, he threw some picks. It wasn't all just, I don't want to make a total revisionist history. Yes, there was a lot of drops. But Beck did throw a lot of picks. The good news is Georgia's defense kept bailing him out.
They did. But the irony is, Mike, if he's healthy this year, which he looks right that way, which maybe he wasn't last year and they didn't tell us, he's not throwing picks down there now. I mean, he's got three on the year, but he's also got over 1,200 yards. I mean, you're talking about, what, 200 more yards than Gunnar Stockton, who's barely throwing the ball. Mike, they threw it. He threw it. He was 15 of 23 in the previous game. 13 of 20 against Bama, should I say, in the previous game. 15 of 23 this last week against Kentucky. That's not trusting him. That's not letting him play. And I'm just saying, I'm watching this, guys, and I'm saying, what was the difference in Georgia winning a national championship? You guys know, Stetson Bennett was balling out. and you felt it, and you knew, like, okay, if the game has to go to him, he can take care of it. I feel that way for Miami. I do not feel that way right now for Georgia.
The OC for Miami, because I had a Miami fan sitting two rows behind me. He's actually a nice person. Wasn't a bad person. But anyway, Shannon Dawson is the OC, and he took Houston's offense and basically made them one of the top 20 offenses in the country, and they hired him as the OC. So he's getting a level of coaching. They got great athletes we talked about, and yeah, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but they certainly do look like a team which can punch their ticket all the way to the semifinals, and if not the championship game.
Let's grab Joe and Buford here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking Dogs, guys, they beat Kentucky. Auburn is up next, but we're talking about this offense being dynamic. Is it dynamic enough? And how much does that fall on the quarterback when you see Carson Beck doing what he's doing down there in Miami? Joe, welcome in. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike, it's Joe from the Cuse. Met you a long time ago. Frankie's on the prattle.
Hey, man.
Anyway.
Wow.
How you been?
Good.
All right, listen. Normally, I would say that you guys are 90 to 95%. I agree with everything you guys pretty much say. But in this particular case, we're not comparing what it would be like with our offensive line all banged up. If we didn't have Gunnar Stockton, Beck would be on his back. So it's a good thing for Carson that he went to Miami, and I'm happy that Georgia's where they are with Gunnar. That's my take on it, guys.
Joe, let me ask you this. Joe, let me ask you this, though.
Yep.
Is this a national championship caliber team with the quarterback position the way it's playing right now?
Well, no, we're not. We're not going to be winning any national championships this year.
And that is my point.
Yeah, but we don't have the offensive line to protect Carson Beck. We're all banged up.
Joe, is dealing with this. Texas couldn't stop a I'm telling you, Texas couldn't stop a nosebleed last weekend. Everybody's got offensive linemen banged up. The deal with this is you've got to be able to insert guys who can play. We're about to find out an injury update this week on a bunch of guys on this offensive line. And when they get back, what you're telling me is it's going to turn the quarterback into being dynamic? It's not. You've seen a small enough sample size now that you know what this is. He's great at running the football. That's right. You're right. Escaping pressure. Cool. But you just answered the question. We're not talking about I'm glad where he is and I'm glad where he is. We're talking about can we win a damn another national championship in this state again?
We'll get back into it. More guys can fire up and talk to us, guys, at 404-726-0929. Because one thing Connor O'Reilly brought up last week with Dog Nation, he felt this team was – the nucleus was younger. And, you know, in the trenches, defensively, and, of course, the injuries you're throwing that he just referred to, he felt there was a ceiling. He didn't think this team was championship caliber. I tend to agree with him, but the expectation since Kirby built back-to-back natties is championship or bust. Maybe Georgia fans need to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Temper that expectation. But Carl's point, two things can be true. You can be injured, banged up, but is he an elite quarterback?
That's it. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let the Wise Guys lights brighten your holiday and your holidays this season. We're coming back. Daily downloads on the way. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to our man, DJ Shockley. We will ask him about this. Steve Holman, the Hawks voice, is going to join us next hour as their preseason gets underway tonight. We got a lot to get to, but we want to know what you think. Dogs beat Kentucky. Okay, you knew they would. Is this team going to get where we expect them to get? It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.